going to be getting into a new year before very long, get past Christmas, and then all the New Year's Eve celebrations. You know, I mean, you know, I moved here from East Coast. 2002, I came to Missouri. Proudly call Missouri my home now. Love it here. The one of the first adjustments I had to get used to was on New Year's Eve, because, you know, we tuned in at midnight to see the Dick Clark's Rockin' Eve, Rockin' New Year's Eve. Except when we tuned it in, they were already an hour past the celebration. We were like, wait a minute, we missed it. So, and you know, it's funny because, was it Conan O'Brien kind of did a central time zone celebration. It might have been that year or maybe the year after as sort of a goof, but it kind of was a good idea when you think about it because, yes, it's New Year's in New York, but just the East Coast, that's it. So anyway, I mentioned all that to tell you that for the first time ever, New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest this year is going to include a central time zone countdown. Well, thanks. Isn't that big of you guys? So they will include live coverage from New Orleans on that one. I don't know who's going to be there for that, but there you go. So there will be a central time zone countdown on the New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. Hey, maybe they ought to expand it, you know? Come on, do a Mountain One, and then imagine how the people on the West Coast feel. Forget it. I could see a Mountain One, though, you know? Okay, here you go. Here's a little something for you folks in Montana now. 825 at 101.9 The Wave.